I am very excited to announce a quick update on the upcoming Project Impact Retreat, taking place June 21st to the 24th in Santa Barbara, California. I have hand-picked speakers to help guide you in your business in everything from how to secure trademarks and protect yourself legally, to creating powerful branding, to building multiple six-figure offer suites, and everything in between. This event will take place in a 6,000-square-foot villa with 360-degree views of Santa Barbara. You'll have delicious meals, enjoy the space, and make connections that will enrich your life and your business for many years to come. You can find all the info at projectimpactretreat.com. I will see you there. Hello and welcome back to Tech Champagne. My name is Alisa Purdy and I'm your host. And today's topic is a really important one. We're going to file this one under some mindset work that I think we all need to be reminded of here and there. Mindset work is just something that has to be done on a consistent basis. And there are so many variables that go into where your mindset is at any given moment in time. Are you tired? Are you hormonal? Are you lacking money? Did you have a fight with your partner? Is your mom annoying you? All of these things can really affect the mindset and your energy that goes into your business. So while I think it's really important to give yourself grace if you're having a day or a week that just sucks, I want to really put into some context here things that are going to help you get through these low points that you might be having in your mindset for your business. So everybody deserves to have success, right? And success means different things to every person, certainly, but you get to have whatever kind of success you want to create for yourself. And you don't have to feel bad about it. So I'm going to help you with some mindset support today. So we're going to start out by talking about things we didn't know we needed that we actually don't need. So social media can be a really great way to sell, certainly from your offer suite, right? It's a really great marketing and sales tool for you and for your business. But it also has created this really negative space for people who are trying to survive in the online space. And so I'm going to point out a few things that you may not even know that you're doing. So there is language that exists in the online space and out in the world that points out things we are supposed to need, are supposed to want, or didn't know we didn't, points out problems we didn't even know we had, right? It's, I kind of liken it to, you didn't know you needed Botox until you hung out with people who did Botox all the time, or you didn't know that you had, kind of in the same vein, an 11, right, on your forehead until someone said you had an 11. You just thought you had a forehead. Or you didn't know you had saddlebags, right? You just thought you had legs. Like, let's go back to our mindset when we were kids, when we just existed and knew that we had bodies and didn't have all these negative words for the things that we have or we don't have. We didn't know about cheat days. We didn't know about eating clean. We just thought that eating was eating. You eat when you're hungry, right? I mean, there's certainly some things around nutrition and planning if you're trying to lose weight or gain muscle or things like that. But social media really magnifies these things that play into our insecurities. And they make you feel like you're not doing enough or that other people are doing it better or it's not meant for you. And I really want to take that out of the space that you're in. There's just words we don't need. Like, there's a buzz phrase on social media that's kind of popped over the last year or two called the soft life. I don't want to be in someone else's definition of what life is for me because it's different every single day. It's different every day. I also think that what I've seen around soft life brings a lot of shame around selling your offers. I like money. I like the life that money brings to me. I like the flexibility. I like the relaxation. I like the ability to plan financially. I like last minute travel. I like nice things. I like to live in Santa Barbara. So I'm not about the soft life, or maybe I am some days and some days I'm not. It's just one of those phrases or like classifications that I don't need, right? We don't need these words that make us feel like we're supposed to have something or that we're not doing enough, or yeah, we just don't need other people's language. So I want to help free you from other people's shit. Because these things are created around other people's insecurities, not yours and not mine.
Okay, I know you already know this, But attending live events brings really powerful connections to your life and to your business. So join me at the Project Impact Retreat taking place June 21st through the 24th in Santa Barbara, California. You'll get to hear from speakers who will support you in your business growth, and you'll get to enjoy meals from chefs and meet new people from around the globe. It's time you put yourself in the room of women who've already reached the goals that you've been dreaming of. New validation of your ideas, women who challenge you, and connections that will change your future. If a private villa in Santa Barbara matches your vision of business building, join me. You'll find all the info on the retreat at projectimpactretreat.com. Okay, back to the episode.
So I want you to sell whatever you want. Every single offer that you've created is excellent. I really want you to believe that. And I want you to charge whatever you want. I don't want you to feel bad about it. Money is an exchange of energy, and it's not a living thing with emotions or power. So if you create this offer and you've been selling it for $800, $900 and you like it, until someone says to you that you really need to have a soft life, meaning you got to stop selling, or that's taking advantage of people, or, you know, whatever that might be. This is your opportunity to stay in your own power and say, hey, I created this thing. I love it. I think it's changing people's lives. It makes a lot of people a lot of money, and I'm going to charge whatever the hell I want for it. So you go back to charging your $800 or $900, because I'm sure in your brain, you're thinking, I created this offer one time and now I get to sell it over and over and over and over. And I get to make money to infinity to create the life that I want and to support my family, my loved ones, to create a lot of relaxation in my life. So I want you to do that and not listen to these words that are floating around the internet. So here's what you can do instead of listening to all these phrases or, you know, language that's going around that's making you feel feelings that you don't need to feel. I want you to take the emotion out completely of your business. Let's measure things. Let's measure data. You know, whenever you listen to Tech Champagne, I love talking about tools and data and spreadsheets and numbers. Those things don't have emotions. They don't have judgment. They don't have insecurities. They don't have limits. So I want you to take the emotion out, and I want you to write down the number that you want to make for the year. Whatever that number is, make it stretchy. Make it scary. Make it bigger than anything you've ever had in the past prior years of business. And then next, I want you to drill down slightly, and I want you to write down the offers that you will sell and the revenue that you're going to bring in for each launch of each offer. You could do this on a spreadsheet. You could do this on your journal. You could do it on a whiteboard, but I want you to physically write it down and keep it in a place where you can look at it. And next, I want you to plan these launches. Are you launching a course once a quarter, once a month? What does that look like for you? It certainly has to be in alignment with the amount of energy that you want to put into your business this year. You know, we don't have to certainly like exhaust ourselves going from launch to launch to launch, but you do have to do some planning. Otherwise, what happens is 6 months will go by and you go, oh, I have this course that's been collecting dust and I haven't launched it. I haven't launched it because you didn't have the plan. So having this plan will help you stay in the revenue generating side of your business. And then last, I want you to stay in the energy of people who do what it is that you want to be doing, whatever that is. Is it people in real life? Is it people on the internet? Is it friends and family? And in the same vein, I want you to take out the people in your world who are trying to steal your shine and tell you what you want to be doing is not attainable, is not reachable. I get it. The online space, the online coaching space, course space, education space is fairly new. It is. It's fairly new. And so when people think, oh my gosh, this person makes 200 grand a year coaching, it must be a scam. Those people are just not your people, right? You have to stay with the people who know and who understand and who will support you. And then here's a little hack that I like to use in my world. When you are on social media, and this is going to blow your mind, when you're on social media, only look at your own social media channels. That's it. That is it. Don't look at other people's. Don't go down the rabbit hole. Don't look at things that make you feel bad about yourself. Don't follow people who make you feel bad about yourself. You have to stop the comparison somewhere. So start with social media and start only looking at your own social media and set yourself like a really attainable goal. So for the next 7 days, I'm only going to look at my own social media, meaning I'm only going to post my own things and respond to comments and DMs and things like that. but I'm not going to go down the rabbit hole just mindlessly scrolling, right? Looking at other things that are taking away the energy that you need for your own business. Because you've got some numbers to hit, right? The list I gave you a moment ago, take the emotion out. Number two, write down the number you want to make this year. Number three, write down the offers that you will sell and the revenue for each launch. Number four, plan your launches. And number five, stay in the energy of people who do exactly what you want to be doing. It's all about that community. I've built community in a Facebook group online called Empowered Entrepreneurs. And I also build community in person in my retreats and live events. And I do have a retreat coming up in June. You are welcome to join me in this retreat. It's called the Project Impact Retreat. It's taking place in Santa Barbara, June 21st through the 25th. So I have some excellent speakers lined up, and I've created a really beautiful program so that you can get into community with people who are doing exactly what you want to be doing. So if you feel a little bit out of place, I guess, in real life, if you're like, oh, my people don't understand what I want to be doing. I really want to be, you know, creating and selling journals or courses or supporting people one-on-one or in group programs or with my own retreats. If you are having conversations around that and you don't have the people that can help you execute, join the retreat. I will put a link to the website here below in the show notes. And in this link, you will find tickets to the retreat, and you'll also find an application to be a speaker and a vendor if that speaks to you. Okay. Well, thank you so much for listening to this episode of Tech Champagne, and I will see you next week. Bye.
Thank you for spending your time with me today. I hope this episode brought you exactly what you needed. If you had fun today, be sure to hit the subscribe button or leave me a review. Your support means the world to me, and it helps other women entrepreneurs find the show as well. And if you're looking for a free place to connect and learn more about creating your own six-figure online business, check out my Facebook group, Empowered Entrepreneurs. See you on the next episode.